Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Pat's Cow Songs, Bears, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
For years, Americans have relied on one company to deliver their valuable parcels. That company's name is UPS, United Parcel Service. And now, in an effort to provide jobs for the hard to employ, we here at Frigamall Industries are proud to announce our new delivery service, staffed entirely by premenstrual women. We call it UPMS.
For package delivery, we're the champs. Even though we've all got painful cramps. If I act psychotic, don't get too close. Cause I'm having a Myadol overdose. I'm cranky and bloated and my jeans won't zip. Don't piss me off or I might flip. What I'll do next is anyone's guess. I'd hate to have to kill ya. We're UPMS.
UPMS. When it comes to delivering your packages, we're the best there is. Period. We'll deliver to your office or to your pad. And remember, all of our employees suffer from premenstrual syndrome. God. We're UPMS.
Hello? Here's your damn package!
Thanks. Wait a minute, lady. I'm sorry. You got the wrong address. This package is not mine. You've made a mistake.
I made a mistake?
Yeah.
Does that mean you don't love me anymore?
Love you? Lady, I don't know you.
Oh, God, I just want to die. Will you hold me, please?
Yeah, I'll give you a little hug.
That's... Get your hands off me.
You're a big success. It's rags to riches. Though some might call us moody bitches. When we say no, we might mean yes. It's because our hormones are a mess. Don't waste your money on Federal Express. Go with the flow. Call UPMS.
UPMS. Call toll free 1-555 I hate you. Do it today.
God, what a bitch.
No kidding.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And Pat Godwin has been working on a song.
I got two.
You have two of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at you.
Well, they're both stretches, but...
Overachiever.
Yeah. Earning your money already.
The challenge was, I sent you the story. It involves a cow. Are you ready?
I'm ready for one of them.
It involves a cow.
Are you ready for the cow?
I'm ready for the cow.
Do you have the cow story, Christy?
I do have a wandering cow got stuck on a trampoline in Australia. A herd of about 40 cows had gone on the run in the middle of the night in rural South Gippsland.
Of course I heard the cows.
That was a good one.
Boy, we all had there were seven jokes there in 2 seconds.
But the bovines were rounded up after a truck driver saw them in the middle of the road. Dairy farmer Kay Lang found a black and white cow, though, stuck on her in-ground trampoline. She called in her neighbor who removed the cow with his tractor, some chains, and a hoist, though, so he was able to get the cow out.
Okay. So the cow could not get off the trampoline.
Apparently not.
It's like when I try to get my kids to leave Sky Zone. Come on! You've had your fun.
Man.
Let's go. God, I love that place.
Is this one of those trampolines that are
in
popular now in the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very cool. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Pat, that was your challenge.
Sinatra.
He's not Pat.
I'm Frank now, Chicky.
That's right, baby.
All right. Steak is for dinner. Red meat on a plate. I like liver and onions. Brisket is great. I like it fatty. Cattle with extra weight. That's why the cow's stuck on a tramp. I apologize.
So he's trying to lose some weight.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
That gets funnier the more you laugh at it.
Yeah.
Cow and a tramp.
Cow's on the run.
Yeah. Okay. Isn't that how they make milkshakes?
Shakes.
Imagine what the cow was thinking. He's like walking and he's like, what is this?
Well, this is how that guy jumped over the moon. You got another one coming up, Pat?
I do.
You're working on another one about the cow?
It's done. It was...
It's done?
Yeah, we could do it in a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he doesn't want to follow.
I need a break.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He needs a break.
I can't follow Frank.
It's
not Frank again?
I can't follow Frank. No.
Okay. Well, now you really don't have time to do it.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Pat, sorry that I C-block you. But I'm going to confess something.
What's that?
I almost got talked into doing something real stupid this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my idiot cousin Lonnie's buddy, Junior.
Uh-huh.
He asked me if I'm going to go splunking with him. And I was like, what are we splunking for, squirrel or rabbit? Because,
no,
Donnie, I mean...
Splunking means, like, exploring caves.
Anybody ever tell you you're like a walking Webster dictionary, Tom?
Oh, well, thank you.
And I still can't believe that little dude from the 80s TV show wrote that whole book. Anyways, I show up with my slingshot and crossbow... And then I found out what splunking really was.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my list why I'll never go splunking.
Okay.
Numero uno, bats.
Yeah.
I hate bats. The only thing I hate more than bats, Christy, is the phrase, you are the father. For God. Bats always hanging upside down and waiting to give you the Wuhan. People always say bats are okay because they eat skeeters.
Uh-huh.
Well, if that's the case, okay. How come every time I step outside, skeeters attack me like I'm a mobile blood bank with the sunroof open? I swear to God.
I have that problem, too. I can relate.
No, that's like saying boa restrictors are beneficial because they keep away field mice or something.
Uh-huh.
Just ignorant. Second and foremost, reason why I won't go splunking, I don't like closed-in spaces.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get creeped out, you know. I go into a building that has one of them revolving doors. I once seen a guy get his hand lopped off one of them things, trying to be polite, and hold it up for his lady.
It's like a guillotine.
Oh, gee.
Yep, and elevators, man, I panic in them, too. The doors close, I feel trapped. I start looking around at other people, like, trying to plan who I'll eat first.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I swear to God, that's why I never leave home without a packet of Old Bay seasoning in my back pocket. I'll say it like it's the only cave I got any interest in exploring is the baby cave between two mini thighs of some rando I pick up last call at Boonies.
Oh, really?
I'm serious, Tom. I'll put a miner's lamp on, really get in there, you know. I love when the humidity hits you like someone just coughed right in your face with morning breath. Swear to God.
Oh, boy.
Man,
you know, I'm like exploring all the crevices and caverns and stalactites. Yeah. Especially if they're dripping. Swear to God.
No idea.
I'm like a surveyor. I'll keep exploring till my tripod stands up on its own. Then I know it's my turn to start.
Okay, yeah, hang up the phone. Thank you very much. Goodbye, Donnie. That's a good sound. Thank you very much. I'm not sure what just happened. I could never go spelunking.
Me either.
No way.
Especially those ones you have to,
this much space.
A little crack you have to crawl through. And
no.
Man, we did it as kids. I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a claustrophobic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had to, like, get down and just.
Would you like to go again?
Crawl on your belly in the mud.
Oh, and, God, no.
Now I prefer my caves with, like, a trail, you know.
And a golf cart. A lot of lights.
And as long as I can
maybe
see.
Maybe a boat.
I can see the sky. I'm okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, me too.
How would you get
never
through a cave?
A
how would an adult get through?
Well, it depends what the size of the seam you're crawling through is.
Oh.
Man,
yeah, that, oh, you're tossing around spelunking terms, evidently.
I told you, my old radio buddy, my news guy when I started in radio, worked for the Volusia County Sheriff's Office, and he'd be the guy that would go into the caves, the ones that were filled with water, and get out the scuba divers that didn't make it back.
Love Why it. Were oh. they scuba diving in a cave?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge down there.
Is that?
It's fun, yeah.
What do they see?
Well, in his case, he would see dead guys.
I know, but
and
I mean,
he said they'd always have
go out and make it a great day.
They'd always have their arms up like this, and they'd be smiling.
What is there to see in a cave as a scuba diver? So I get my.
You've never seen like footage of underwater scuba cave. Oh my gosh, it's gorgeous.
You really have to know what you're doing.
Yeah,
it's extremely dangerous. But he'd go down there and get them when things didn't go well.
Nice.
Well, you brought it up. I'm just saying.
If you're what you think.
Yeah.
You sharing
this
story is our fault.
No, it's just there are a lot of things that are very dangerous. You can still do them if you know what you're doing. This isn't something you want to. This isn't like when we were in the Bahamas and we took that in the swimming pool scuba course for 30 minutes and then all of a sudden they throw us on a shark dive. They didn't really.
They did do that.
Yes, they did.
I know.
I have no idea what I was thinking. I was a scuba diver. I don't know why I did that.
Well, if you know what you're doing, it's fine. But you have to take a full
course.
The
very thought of it terrifies me now.
Yeah, we were with trained people when we did the spelunking as kids. And still. Yeah, I remember the one thing that stuck with me is he goes, just don't go off on your own because there are a lot of holes that just drop into nothing.
Oh.
Well, that'll get your attention during the course. Huh?
I'm sure someone listening probably has that story about, well, you know, our one friend, you know, Bobby Clemson. He
didn't make it out.
Yeah. Last thing we heard was,
wrong way. Fell into nature's manhole.
Wrong way, Clemson. Remember him?
So I'm trying to see if there's a photograph of this cow on the trampoline. Because I know Pat's got his new song about that. How's your second song going?
It's been done for a while, yeah.
He said it was done.
Okay. Oh, here's the cow. Oh, it's a beautiful, big, black and white cow. Christy, can you see this? The springs and the trampoline are at their max. And then, unfortunately, it looks like Bessie had an issue.
Oh, I'm sure Bessie did.
Oh. Dump.
She's not used to the ground moving beneath her feet.
Trampolines full of cow crap. Is that what
Boy, that's saying? A game, isn't it? You get a cow to take a dump on a trampoline,
and then you
got like six people on there.
There you go.
And you just have to the last person to not have dump on them.
We did it with a dodgeball, pretty fun, but with poop.
Oh my gosh!
The cow pie challenge.
Isn't cow bingo a thing?
Yes.
Don't they let a cow go and crap on numbers? And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Certainly, yeah. So anyways, no more hey diddle diddle news. You got your new song about the cow and the trampoline?
I do. You want me to do it now?
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right.
Is this you or is this Frank Sinatra?
Wait a minute, I'm and the trampoline song.
He said he's got another one.
Okay. We had two.
You have two?
I'm the Beatles now. I'm Ringo. Let's see here. I changed black and white cow to brown cow for poetic license, and I love the name of this town. It wasn't mentioned, so
what's the name of the town?
What's the name of the town?
Gippsland.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Nobody was listening as per normal.
Gippsland.
Yes.
Isn't that great? You ready? Okay. Here we go. In a town in South Gippsland, lived a herd of cows just wandering free. One got loose, looking for fun, and got stuck in a trampoline. Brown cow stuck on an in-ground trampoline. In-ground trampoline. In-ground trampoline. How now did a brown cow jump and not be seen on an in-ground trampoline? On an in-ground trampoline.
Yeah. Oh, that is very nice.
Well,
what would be more dangerous?
What?
being spelunking in a cave or being the spotter for a cow on a trampoline? Yeah, that thing is that could
they're
really
heavy.
Hurt you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised the trampoline didn't just break.
I am too.
Break down. But there we go. A little bit of cow news. Now, do we have any other interesting animal news today,
Christy? Oh, we have tons of that. Look at all these animal stories I have. A bear has stolen a pumpkin off a porch in New Jersey.
Well, it's Halloween.
Well, it's right
there. Can't go into a store and get a pumpkin. What do you want?
What is a bear? Stole.
Or as this headline reads, porch pirates are just unbearable. homeowner Ms. Kelly Stevens.
We have the paper.
Guess what headline I came up with? Yeah.
That wasn't Steve you wrote
that's
that
great,
headline.
Steve.
Gosh, these editors.
Oh, man, I'm going to do stand-up with
okay,
these
Steve, that's
I
fine.
Am.
If I wasn't married to your sister.
Homeowner Ms. Kelly Stevens filmed the animal creeping up to her home in Morris County. Said she, when she initially saw the bear, she started screaming, which scared the animal off. As she got out her phone to start filming, the bear returned and carefully approached her porch, making off with the pumpkin.
Can I at least have this?
I'm hungry. The animal dropped the gourd on the ground while fleeing the scene, but picked it up and took it across the street to snack on later.
All right.
Mm-hmm. He's a bear.
Yeah, he wants it.
Look. Yeah. He doesn't know it's Halloween.
Or bear kids like to celebrate Halloween, too.
Yes, maybe he'll come back and fill a bag with bear poop on the porch and set it on fire. Smashing pumpkins. And
no, they got a treat. He shouldn't have to trick her.
If you were a bear and you walked by a house and there were pumpkins on the porch, wouldn't you think they left these pumpkins?
Yeah. Well, of course you would.
They didn't take them inside.
Right.
That's right. They're mine. Mine now.
That looks delicious.
You know, me and these people, we've had a rough summer, but now they're leaving out pumpkins for me. How nice is that?
I sent you guys, this friend of mine, we're on vacation and these little cubs.
I saw that.
What was that?
They were on Gatlinburg on vacation last week for fall break, and these little bear cubs came up to the door, and they have I think he's 4-year-old son. Did you watch it long enough where he puts his hand up and the little cub puts his hand up and they start playing? And then he goes.
Coincidental.
His mouth opens like he's trying to bite the kid's hand.
Yeah. But my concern would be,
where's the mama?
Yeah.
Right. That's what I said.
Yeah, she's close.
Mama was
there.
That's
what I said. When I went to the mountains, people were like, aren't you afraid of seeing a bear? And I said, no, I'm afraid of seeing a bear cub.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That guy last week that was jogging out, I think it was in Utah.
Yeah, the cougar guy.
And he saw the little cougar. Yeah.
Right. But babies.
Babies. And then he thought, uh-oh.
Yeah.
That video is terrifying.
My favorite part of that video that Chrissy sent us was when the father looks at the 4-year-old and goes, now don't open the door.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, buddy.
Because we all know that contemporary screen door technology.
Of course.
Nothing.
Well, did you
nothing
know
can
the
get
bear,
through.
The Bear Stopper 4000. That's what that was. Yeah.
Even those little cubs knew to go for the handle of the door. Did you see
they're
that?
Up there biting the door. It's terrifying.
They did want in.
You sent that, and the night before, I had watched Grizzly Man first time.
Oh.
So I'm just thinking of Werner Herzog going, you must never listen to this audio. You must never listen to this.
Destroy it.
It is just terrible. Destroy this audio.
That's a great Werner Herzog.
And also a really interesting story about very old ordnance.
Oh, I love these.
Not ordnance, but bombs in the news.
I saw one. Oh, okay, maybe it was.
Did you see this one? It's sort of like a classic rock. It's classic bombs. Hey, here's an oldie from the 40s.
Exploded onto the charts.
Yes.
Very funny. You can go home now and do what you... Oh, wait a minute, I forgot.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.